Watt really rifled that one. Mills, Arena, Brazil's there, walks there, and Ipswich are in the lead.
Whacked in by Muren, again, blocked again, and Watt. He's done it again.
Me personally, it was my best ever year as such. You know, I was voted PFA player, young European, scored 14 goals in Europe, and I was just part of a great team who won the UEFA Cup that year.
The UEFA Cup started with, well, it was a hat-trick of penalties for you against Saloniki. You scored 4 goals in total in that game.
It was incredible, because it was funny because at the time, my mother-in-law, at the time my first wife, was Greek. So that was our team, and a lot of our relations went to that game. So I was under a lot of pressure, and Gatesy usually got me the 3 penalties, and to get 3 penalties in one game is a tall order, and I scored every one and I got another one, so to win 5-1 was a great result, but we needed it because we had to go over to Greece, and I think we were 3-0 down at one stage.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking when you're 3-0 down, this is only the first round, of course, 3-0 down, one more goal and you're out. Is it in the back of your minds at that point, we could be going out of this tournament really early?
It was, because the goals the Greeks got were dodgy in my case. I think the referee was sort of had a lot to do with it. 2 of the goals I thought weren't. So when you're 3-0 down with 15 minutes to go, you get worried. But luckily Gatesy came in, got the goal for us, and we got through.
It's Prague next. There's quite a lot of journeys which we should talk about. I mean, the Greece one to start, but then there's Prague, and you go to Poland later as well. But in Prague, once again, it's a decent home leg against Bohemians, but the side, did they nearly slip up away?
Well, we did. We had a few injuries, I know, but and we went out there and it was real cold and whatever. And basically,
-4 that was.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
And we were missing a few top players in our team at the time. 3-0 up, think you've got enough, but they scored 2 goals, and in the end we were hanging on again. But you know, we got through 3-2, which was incredible.
What was the atmosphere like in the home games then? Because it really seems that the crowd kind of got you a goal. They bought you a goal.
Yeah, it was a fortress. You know, every home game, the night games brought a full house. They got behind us. And we actually, to be fair, if you look at a lot of our results, we battered teams. And they were scared before. We found out, you know, as we were walking through the tunnel or coming out, you could tell you had the teams. You know, you see the fear in their eyes. And it was like a one-goal start.
That's quite a rare thing, isn't it? To know as you're going out on the pitch that you're going to get a goal.
It is, yeah. We knew we were a top team. We scored a lot of goals at home and we had the crowd behind us. And we just seen that as we walked out. We thought, we're going to beat them.
And it comes to Walk. He's unstoppable.
And it's you scoring the goals from midfield, but what strikes me just looking back at the old footage, the strike force. I mean, can you rival Mariner and Brazil? Some of the volleys that Mariner's put in that season.
Well, I think you can look at the 4 of us. There was Eric Gates as well, who played off the front too.
Some of his goals.
If you look at the 4 of us, I think the total that year we scored 94 goals between us, which is quite scary,
ridiculous,
isn't it?
Ridiculous, isn't it?
4 of us scored 94 between us.
And that's not to mention the odd cameos. There was Beattie's amazing strike in one of the rounds.
Well, that was the game that got us through against Bohemians. Yeah. You know, Kevin came on for me. I'd scored 2 goals and he came on. And his first touch, he smacked one in from 30 yards in the top corner.
Is it left foot as well?
Left foot,
it?
Right, yeah. Nearly broke a net. You know, and that goal basically got us through when, you know, we lost 2 away from home.
It was good to have him return into form. You mentioned going to Poland. I think it's -14 in the away leg. But once again, the home leg against Lodz, 5-0 at home.
Yeah. That's scary because people don't realise...
They knocked out Man United.
Yeah, they'd knocked Man U the round before. And you play this Polish team who have got Boniak, all top Polish internationals, and you do them 5-0 at home. The actual leg's over then. And we went out to Poland, -14. The game should have been abandoned, but we had to play it. And we only lost 1-0, so we got through quite comfortable.
There was just snow all over the pitch.
Yeah, the pitch was, you wouldn't believe it. It was, I remember, -14, everybody had the, you know, the gloves and whatever on. But I remember Kevin Beattie went short sleeves. I couldn't believe, typical Beattie, you know, he had his short sleeve top on.
Why was that your best season ever? Why did it all come together for you? Was it you at a physical peak or the team around you or a combination
of
both?
No, I think it's a bit of everything. It was my best ever season. And the scary thing was I was the holding midfield player, which is quite scary. You know, I scored 36 and people don't realise I sat in front of the back four and with two Dutch boys wide and Gatesy off the front too. So I was the most defensive out of it. The other five players, and I managed to still score these goals. But we had a system, everybody knew that we're doing, and I just knew, I was confident. When you get in the box, you get goals. And when I get in the penalty box, the crosses come in from Arnold and Franz, and as I say, Mariner knockdowns, Brazil's layoffs, and everybody knew what they were doing. And I just thought every time I played for Town that year, I was going to score a goal.
A good challenge, bouncing off the back of Brazil, and Walk doesn't want a second invitation these days. Bang.
John Walk was a fabulous player, great player. I mean, great player, box-to-box player, got goals every season. Guaranteed, good strong shot, coming late on situations with well-timed runs, brave in the air on headers, worked very hard in midfield because he was a defensive midfield player as well, but he scored all these wonderful goals coming in on late runs with Gates and Muren and Tyson. And like I'm saying, the system suited him.
Does that system peak away at St Etienne in the quarterfinals?
It's quite scary, yeah. You know, you go there and this team's not lost for, I think it was 30 years at home, and you're playing against Platini, Johnny Rep, all French, and a bigger French internationals.
Larios.
Russia, you know, you can go through it. And when you go out there and beat them 4-1, and we actually went 1-0 down after half an hour. I think Johnny Rep made it 1-0, and you think, oh, well, here we're going to just lose 1-0. But to beat them 4-1 and then take them back home and do them 3-1 and beat them 7-2, it's unbelievable. It was the best performance, our best performance by a mile, the St Etienne away.
Two goals stand out in that one. There's Arnold Muren's amazing strike. I think that makes it 2-1. And then this header from you to make it 4. I mean, you're showboating at this point, but what a header.
Well, yeah, it was another great, you know, down the wing, and I think it was big Butch crossed it. And I jumped up, and I think it was just the edge of the box, and I just got my header and met it at the right point, and I went in the corner. And then that was the fourth one. You think, oh, that's it. You know what I mean? It's done and dusted.
In comparison to the St Etienne performances, I guess Cologne's quite low key. They're very tight defensive games.
Yeah, when you play the Germans, you know you're on semi-finals. You're always going to get top teams, and as I say, we actually had a lot of pressure, and their goalkeeper played well. But I managed to get the goal. You know, I got a header 1-0, and we just thought we've kept a clean sheet here. We've still got a chance. But you know, we went over to Cologne, and everybody was thinking, you know, they might do us, but once again, Big Butch comes up with a header, and we go through 2-0.
Back for Russell Osman, marking again so tight in that penalty area. Gates off his knee, a rare lapse of control. But he does well to get it wide for Mills. And there's Walk! The man with a magic touch is there again.
How much did the campaign take out of you domestically? I mean, even towards the end of the season, I remember there was the week, I think you played St Etienne, Nottingham Forest and Coventry, and you score 11 goals in three away games. So Town are still playing incredible. But had the UEFA Cup not been there, would Town have won the league by a good way?
Personally, I think we would have. You know, I think basically it took its toll at the end of the season, when you, especially Easter period, you're playing Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, you know, and you're travelling as well. And we didn't have the biggest squad, as you know. But I think if we weren't in Europe, we would have definitely won the league, which I still regret to this day. You know, I never won the league with Ipswich Town, but we should have won it that year.
In a way, this sounds terrible playing it down, but did the UEFA Cup, for some players at the time, feel like a consolation? Or was it, look, we've won a trophy, we've achieved something historic here, let's enjoy it?
I think it's an injustice if we didn't win anything, you know, and I think that was the last one, but I think we had to win something, otherwise, you know, it'd be incredible. But I think we deserved to win it. We played all the best teams and we beat them comfortable, you know, apart from the final, which was a second leg was touch and go for a while. But I think we deserved to win something, but we were so close to winning the treble, which should have been the best achievement by any football club. You know, you can talk about your Liverpools, your Man U's, that would have been up there.
Compare that Ipswich Town team then to the best Liverpool team you played in.
Yeah, I played with Liverpool when they won the treble, you know, and as I say, as 11 players, I would say we were just as good as Liverpool. And to say that, that's some going. It's just that the Liverpool had a bigger squad and internationals on the bench. I think they had about 7-8 internationals on the bench. We never had that. at Ipswich. So